It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington tonight. It's the lower bracket of the quarterfinal round of this 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16, and we've got a couple of heavyweights coming in to start things off tonight. The Bardstown Bethlehem Banshees and the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. And right now the Sacred Heart squad that's trying to see if they can extend their state tournament streak. They're right in front of us. Ivan Rawls has caught up with Donna Moyer, the head coach of Sacred Heart Academy.
Thanks, Dan, here with the head coach with the Valkyries of Sacred Heart Academy, Coach Donna Moyer. And Coach, seen a lot of games over your career, but have you ever been a part of a game where one of your teams gave up 21 points in a quarter but only gave up 25 the remainder of the game? How impressive one was that, and how nerve-wracking was it when you were going through that first quarter?
You know, it was nerve-wracking, and we've been down before and kind of came back, but we really locked in on defense the second quarter. And then once we locked in, they missed a couple good looks that maybe they were hitting earlier. And, we got organized on our press break that I think their press early was giving us some trouble. But, give a lot of credit to GRC. They are a tremendous ball team, very well coached. Robbie had a great game plan for us. But I give credit to my kids, too, that they didn't panic. And, we just kind of tried to get it back one basket at a time.
I think coming into this season, you had that nucleus that had been through these battles and these wars. But adding Tootie Jordan, mm-hmm. a young player, first time really on this stage for her. What was your thoughts and assessments of her and how maybe she learned from that experience?
She hit a big three, for us in the fourth quarter and kind of opened things up a little bit. But, Tootie she's really grown up this year. She has really bought into what we're doing and really has led the ball team. And, because she, even though she played up as an eighth grader, like she was kind of inexperienced. They didn't play the way we play. And so it's a different style. And, she's bought in and just really has done a tremendous job.
We all always talk about Zakiya and her abilities and her talent. To be able to see her just take her passing ability to a whole nother level. Talk about that and how she's evolved as a player over these last few years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she just soaks up everything. She loves to be coached hard. She loves to, watch film, see what she's doing. And sees the floor. I don't think, she sees things before they even happen almost. And she's just as happy, giving it up, making a good assist or a good pass as she is scoring. And that just helps the chemistry of our team. It just really helps everybody to buy in.
Last night, the matchup between George Rogers Clark, Sacred Heart, everybody wanted to see that. The next evolution was to see two of the top players in the nation. You talk about Sierra Byers, who didn't get to finish out her season with him. But what does that mean to girls basketball in this state when you've got three of the top players in the nation on platforms like this?
I mean, it's just great. I mean, it's just a tribute to all the girls, the coaches that coached them before us that really instilled some good fundamentals and their passion for basketball and to get better. Z and Leah and Sierra, like I said, they're top 25 players in the country, and I think that puts some eyes on the state of Kentucky. And, with the growth of women's basketball, you see college basketball just growing like crazy and the exposure they're getting. I mean, I'm just excited. I'm excited for them. I mean, I'm going to be the first person cheering them on in college and, all the NIL deals they can get. And, that wasn't available to me or to a lot of our coaches. And, it's just so fun to see where the game's going. I'm kind of excited to see the matchup tonight, too.
Speaking of which, tonight, what can you expect here? What are you concerned about with Coach Clark and these Banshees from Bethlehem tonight?
They got four legit double-figure scorers. You know, like, they can score from just about every position. And, you know, we're going to have to guard. We're going to have to guard. And, you know, I think that, you know, we pose some tough matchups for them, too. So it's going to be kind of a cat-and-mouse game to kind of see how that goes.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for taking time out, and congratulations and good luck going forward.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. That's Donna Moore, your head coach for the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout when we return. We'll talk to the head coach of the Bethlehem Banshees right here from the Mingy's Beef Jerky KHSAA Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Back at Rupp, the Banshees of Bethlehem and Ivan Rawls is with head coach Jason Clark right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach of the Banshees of Bethlehem, Coach Jason Clark. And Coach, the name of the game is survive in advance. You survived last night, you advance in tonight. What coming out of last night, what impressed you the most, and what were you most proud of about your young ladies out on the floor?
The second half defense was really good for us. You know, it was probably one of our better halves defensively that we've had all year. The girls really locked down, so, you know, it's definitely going to take that and plus more tonight.
When you look at this matchup tonight, Sacred Heart's team has been through all these wars and have been challenged and taken teams best. What is it going to take from your Banshees tonight to secure a win and move on to a Final Four?
It's going to take a really good effort, no doubt about that. Maybe a little luck here and there, and ball bounce our way a few times. You know, they are who they are. They're a great, great team. You know, we know what we're up against. It's just going to take a monumental effort. But I feel like my girls are up to it.
What aspects of the game right now do you think that your team's really locked in on that may pay dividends here tonight?
Hopefully it's the defensive end, because they're going to be hard to stop. They got a lot of pieces there. You know, hopefully we talked about it in our little walk around today, that they take care of the ball, value the ball. So I hope that them two things is the main thing.
How do you keep from being a fan of the game when you've got the likes of Leah Macy and Zakiya Johnson, two of the top players in the nation?
Yeah, they get what they deserve. You know, they put the work in. They go through the rigors, so to speak. So it's really they get what they get. You know, they deserve. You know, they put the work in.
You've seen how coaches have tried to defend Leah. What's your approach when you look at a player like Zakiya and her skill set?
A whole lot of help. Maybe she'll get in a little foul trouble.
Yeah, got to hope some divine intervention maybe comes in to that group. Yeah. Outside of Zakiya, is there another player you feel like you have to minimize their effect on the game?
You know, I'll apologize up front. I probably won't say her name right. Yeah.
They say it both ways, Paleo, Paleo.
Yeah. She to me is the difference maker on their team. Zakiya is great, but a lot of teams don't have two that can match up with their height and size. And we'll definitely have our hands full with her inside the paint for sure.
Tessa Miles made some big plays last night. I know you got to hope that she continues to do it, and maybe Carly Thurman gets back to the Carly Thurman that we know that she can be.
I agree. I told somebody on the way over here that Tessa has to have a big game for us to win tonight. There's no doubt about that. you know, because I think Leah will do her things. Leah does Leah things, you know, and we need somebody else to step up and put the ball in the hoop a little bit. And I really hope it's Tessa because she's got that ability to do that.
All right, well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, Tessa. Jason Clark, head coach for the Bethlehem Banshees. This should be a dandy, we hope. It lives up to the billing. These two teams, a lot of high expectations coming in to this season, and now they see it right here formalized here in the Elite Eight. Only one of them can advance on to play tomorrow afternoon here at the Girls Sweet 16. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and we return. We'll have more of the Mingy's Beef Jerky, KHSAA Girls Sweet 16, here from Rupp Arena on the Gateway Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Back here at Rupp Arena, watching Leah Macy in the warm-ups, when they came out, you know, we talk about what players do to get ready for a game. And, you know, this day and time, everybody wants to shoot the three. Leah Macy can shoot the threes. Her percentage is really high. But, you know, she may take a three coming up right here. She is about to shoot one. But the first thing she did when she came out was get right in the middle of the lane, right in front of the basket, and she made 15 shots from about 7 or 8 feet away, not using the glass, just shooting the ball in. That was her beginning repertoire.
Where does she expect to get shots in this game? Where is she going to be most effective getting shots in this game? On the interior. Why wouldn't you practice the shots that you feel like you're going to get in games? And, you know, so many kids, like I said, they'll come out here and shoot 23s in a warm-up, and it's like, how many you expect to get in a game is going to be consequential to your team's success? And,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, go ahead and do it, but then I also want to see you do something off the dribble at 15 feet and, you know, work on getting your layups in and focus it on those things. And, you know, the 10 and 12 footers that you can bank off the glass, and, working on your different deliveries of your floaters in the lane. Work on the shots that are going to help you in the game outside the three. Now, you got some that are shooters. Yeah, work on your shooters. Get your form and get that feel down. But even those players, because a good defensive team is going to try to move you off your spot. And those are the shots you got to be prepared for. And that's why you see anymore today, Sarah, a lot of kids aren't good at making shots off the dribble or once they're moved off their spot because they haven't practiced it enough, and that's not what they're focusing on. They're focusing on wowing the crowd because I can shoot a 22-footer. You know.
Angelina Paleo, Zakiya Johnson, last night they combined 38 points in the win over Clark County, 57-46. On the other side for Bethlehem, they win 56-49 over Pikeville, and Liam Macy gets 31. The reason people think Sacred Heart will win this game is because they have not only Johnson, but they have Paleo and
Bender.
And Bethlehem has Macy. And it's not that, Leah Macy doesn't have good players with her, but those are two players that can be pretty dominant. And as Ivan jumped in, you know, Ray Bender is a player that you got to guard her. She can light it up and get 22. It seems like Sacred Heart has a little bit of an advantage overall if you match these teams up man-to-man. But keep in mind, Carly Thurman last night had only 6 points, 1 of 7 from the field. She is a player who can score. And if she has a really good night tonight, she can certainly make up for any differential in the Paleo-Johnson versus Macy battle. And as the coach said, you wanted to incorporate Thurman, I think, in the conversation. And he went for Tessa Miles.
Yeah, Tessa Miles is the one that played really well last. And because you feel like, when you start looking at matchups, you feel like Tessa's probably going to get a matchup that could be favorable to her. And so you say, who can help me? And that's what you have to start preparing for. How would I guard myself if I'm a coach? And then how do I think they will guard me based on their personnel? And you try to look at those and see if you can take advantage of them.
The one thing Bethlehem did not do well last night was shoot the three ball. They were just 1 of 10. And on the other side, Sacred Heart, very judicious in shooting the three. They made 23 of 43 overall against Clark County and 4 of 7 from the three-point line. And really dominated the glass against Clark County last night, 33-17. You don't expect that to happen at all tonight, although, you still think that probably this Sacred Heart team does have an advantage overall in rebounding over this team. They're really much different, aren't they, Ivan?
They really are. And, we see this all the time, man. Over the years, we've seen the top teams around the state and some of the top players around the state. But each team's not equal. We always try to do score comparing. We say, these teams played a mutual opponent and this is the result and stuff like that. It really matters about how you match up personnel-wise. You may have two top teams that play each other and the game turned out to be a big disparity in the final result. And then you say, they played this other team and they weren't as successful. Sometimes it's matchup. Sometimes it's the scheme that a team can employ with their personnel that creates a challenge. It's something that a team hasn't seen or been able to prepare for. And that's what happens. But, when you got players of the ilk, what we're talking about in this matchup today, they're difference makers. And when you're a coach and you have that and you coach to that strength, it's different. And should be fun. Looks like Coach Jason Mays and Reagan Mays are coming down the stairs right now as we look across the way. You see right there,
Dave? Yeah, there you go.
That's awesome. Hey, father, daughter, and coach and player relationship like it, that should be fun. I'm glad he brought her over.
These are not deep teams. You think they are. They have plenty of players. They have players coaches feel comfortable putting in. But last night, in big games, 13 minutes off the bench for Sacred Heart, 8 minutes off the bench for that other team that they're playing tonight.
Bethlehem, I like that.
But Bethlehem. Yeah, that's 21 total minutes from in two games off the bench. So it's down to the main players, and keeping those players in the game will be very critical. You can always have foul trouble. You sense the officials are going to let this be a game where they let these teams play.
Well, here's the thing about Morgan Fry and Emily Howe. In past years, they played more when this team was deeper, and now they play less you know, when the talent is kind of turned over a little bit, that's kind of interesting. But you'll see Morgan Fry in the game today, and maybe Emily Howe from Momus, unless there's some severe foul situation. But they're going to play, you know, a lot of this game with their main five. There may be one or two that come in, but barring foul trouble, you expect the particulars that you see start this game are going to play, you know, 85% of the minutes that are available in this game, and that's why it should be fun.
People that might be an X-factor in this game without any question, Claire Russell for Sacred Heart last night, 6 points, 3 of 6 shooting from the field. She had 11 rebounds in the game last night to help her team kind of dominate the glass, and so we'll see if she can come up with that type of performance tonight, or who will be that other player, maybe someone from Bethlehem that will step up in a big way and make a big difference for them. Teams are just now drifting back out onto the floor. Sacred Heart coming, and they're in white uniforms tonight, home team on the board. Blue numerals trimmed in red, and we'll await the arrival shortly of the Bethlehem Banshees. Valkyries and Banshees, I tell you what, this may be one of the greatest mascot matchups in the history of basketball tonight. I don't know how you could get a lot better than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we'll be back. We're going to step out for a couple of minutes, hear words from some of the people bringing you tonight's game on this on our coverage from the Girls Sweet 16, sponsored in large part by the folks at the Family Wealth Group. And we'll come back and get ready for the pregame activities. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 2 minutes.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owensville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children, and they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Bethlehem dressed out tonight in black uniforms, blue numerals trimmed in gold. And let's go to our public address announcer for the pregame activities coming up here in just a minute. Before we do that, I want to mention that coming up tomorrow, the schedule is stays pretty much intact. They'll come back again at 11 and 1:30. To play the semifinal round, and 7:30 tonight for the championship game of this 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16. Of course, we'll be right back with you next week for the boys state tournament here that gets underway on Wednesday. And hope you'll plan on, if you can't be here, joining us here on WMST AM and FM and WMSTRadio.com, where you can go and listen live. Let's go to our public address announcer.
From Hopkinsville High School.
Oh.
From Hopkinsville High School with our national anthem, and clock will wind down here a moment. Crowd tonight, again, these are schools that don't have huge fan bases coming in here tonight necessarily, and hey, you've got a lot of basketball going on tonight, so I don't know what kind of crowd we will usher in here, but the people that are here, you never know, they might see something that'll be really special that they'll never forget having watched here at Rupp Arena. We're going to find out here very shortly. Back to our public address announcer for starting lineups.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena at the Central Bank Center for the thrill and excitement of the greatest show in hoops, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the 5th Region champions with a record of 27-8, the Bethlehem Banshees, and the 7th Region champions with a record of 28-7, the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. Fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now, let's meet our starting lineups presented by Clark's Puppet Shop. For Bethlehem, at a guard, 5'7" junior, number 2, Tessa Miles. For Sacred Heart, at a guard, 5'3" freshman, number 0, Judy Jordan. For Bethlehem, at a guard, 5'5" senior, number 4, Kinsey Clayton. For Sacred Heart, at a guard, 6-foot junior, number 11, Zakiah Johnson. For Bethlehem, at a forward, 5'7" senior, number 3, Ashlyn Miles. For Sacred Heart, at a forward, 5'8" senior, number 12, Claire Russell. For Bethlehem, at a forward, 5'7" senior, number 13, Carly Thurman. For Sacred Heart, at a forward, 5'10" senior, number 21, Regan Bender. For Bethlehem, at center, 6'2" junior, number 44, Leah Macy. And for Sacred Heart, at center, 6'3" senior, number 22, Angelina Paleo. The head coach for Bethlehem, Jason Clark. The head coach for Sacred Heart, Donna Moyer. Your officials for tonight's game, Donald Gilmore, John McMillan, Andy Dunn. The alternate official is Ralph Fugit.
So we are ready to go as Sacred Heart already out in the center circle. Their five players are gathered around, and Zakiah Johnson is a player who's given the... She's doing the talking out there among this group. Here yeah. comes Bethlehem. Bethlehem will move from right to left on your dial in this first half of play. Physically, in the matchups, Sacred Heart...
A little bit bigger
yeah. and stronger, but yeah. Not much. And her name is Amira, but we'll just call her Tootie Jordan because that's the way yeah. they introduce her.
Yeah.
The little freshman point guard. for Sacred Heart, wearing zero.
Played at Mail a year ago. Decided to make the venture over to Sacred Heart Academy.
There we go. We're watching a little bit of a video on the big screen right now as soon as it ends. And Leah Macy, Angelina Paleo are ready to jump it up. They're waiting for the officials to move in place. And here they go, and here we go. Everybody set for this quarterfinal round game. We've got another one later. We'll talk about that when the time comes, though. Here the tip controlled by Bethlehem. And going right down the lane, Miles goes under and missed the driving layup. That was going for the basket, Ashlyn Miles, and back the other way, Sacred Heart. They got it to Claire Russell, but didn't look to shoot it there. Brought it back outside. Gives over to Jordan on the left wing. Bender is out beyond the top of the key and takes it now. They'll get it to Jordan again. She's looking from the left wing to Zakiya Johnson. Johnson being defended by Kenzie Clayton. They try to go into Johnson. A little give and go. Left baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound Macy. Leah Macy. Here she goes. She's running. She's going to go around Bender. Flips it up and missed it off the left baseline. Rebound. Bender gets it. Good defense. Now Bender throws long for Paleo, who gathers it in, puts it up and in.
Well, just throwing a hand to her tight end, if you will. Just a good red zone target is Paleo running the floor.
2-0. Sacred Heart a minute into this game. Driving right, Carly Thurman. Picked up by Bender, and outside there's a steal, but restolen. Jordan took it away. Miles got it back. Right side, Thurman for a three and left it short. And the rebound taken by Claire Russell, who is really... Boy, dominant on the glass last night. Pass down to Bender. Bender backs up, can't shoot over Macy. Now they go into Paleo. Paleo with a smaller player behind her, but doesn't put it up. And now the Jordan puts up an 18-foot jumper, no good. But again, the rebound, Sacred Heart. Long rebound comes. Bender puts it on the deck, leaves it off to Jordan. Jordan dribbles left. Johnson takes it. Johnson whips it down the baseline. Russell, short jumper, good.
Oh, great job there. One, continuing to work the glass and holding on to the offensive possession, but great recognition there at the end.
4-0. Macy being guarded by Zakiya Johnson. Spins away from her. Goes up, banks it in.
Beautiful move.
Leah Macy.
Utilizing her strength against Johnson right there to get to the shot she wanted.
Here is Bender. Bender right there on the right wing. Paleo down inside and in the man-to-man defense. Well, the tough matchup, no question about it, is Kenzie Clayton, who's given up size and strength. There's Russell from 18 feet, knocks down the jump shot. They left her wide open.
Yeah, the defensive strategy is not to guard Russell. You know, she's not an offensive threat typically because they're wanting to front and play behind Johnson.
There's Miles to Miles, right corner. There's a three that's up, no good. Rebounded. Miles gets it, puts it up and in off the glass. Tessa Miles, a rebound basket. That was Kenzie Clayton who missed that first shot. 6-4. Here's Jordan working down the right side. Hands it off to Johnson. To Bender, left side, Russell. They're going to guard her a little bit this way, but they're sagging back off of her quite a bit. Here's Jordan. Jordan bounces it to Paleo at a high post. She looks, dumps it off, and Jordan goes under, missed the layup. Rebounded by Ashlyn Miles.
Jordan mishandled that handoff. He's going to get a great layup opportunity.
Thurman, Tessa Miles to Ashlyn Miles out on the perimeter. So Sacred Heart hustle back defensively. Now Macy at a high post against Johnson. Macy wants to take her on the dribble, but instead goes to Thurman. Drives around Bender. Little shovel pass inside, knocked away. Picked up down there by... Now Sacred Heart gets it, and the lead pass out to Zakiya Johnson, who goes under and puts it up and in.
Able to get the ball out quick on the outlet there.
8-4 down in the lane, putting up the running jumper, no good. Macy puts it back up, no good. Rebound out. A three-point shot by Miles is no good. And finally, Jordan tracks down the rebound deep in the corner. Well, coming up against Thurman, and we get a whistle and a foul. So Thurman going to be called for over-guarding against Tootie Jordan. And we're midway through this opening quarter. So far, Bethlehem has missed shots and Sacred Heart has made. Sacred Heart 4 of 7 and Bethlehem is only 2 of 9. Sacred Heart with the ball, Russell. Bender bounces to Zakai Johnson, who turns left, can't get a shot away. Gives back to Bender. Bender uses a screen, goes for the bucket, gets under the basket, hands it off to Paleo, and now it's taken away. Steele, lead pass down to Macy. Macy, look at her handle the ball. Wow. Whips a pass on the left side to Ashlyn Miles. Russell all over her, and she has to give it back out front. Pass going into Macy, who lets it go out of bounds, and after he got tipped, it'll be played by Bethlehem. And how about the way Macy was handling the ball?
She keeps the ball low. You know, to be as tall as she is, she keeps that ball low. That's why I said it. I'm going to be interested to see how she plays at the next level.
Thurman out of the left corner. She just can't buy a three. Russell got away with a takedown under the basket, and the rebound shot is missed, and here comes Sacred Heart. Long pass down, intercepted by Leah Macy. She comes on the dribble against Johnson. Macy goes right for the basket up with the left hand and missed that shot. Made a lot of those last night. Rebound is tracked down, though, and they get it back. Oh, out of bounds, they say, over the far sideline. Unable to keep it in bounds was Kenzie Clayton.
Well, and that's twice, you know, Leah Macy on the layup opportunities, once against Bender, that time against John. They are just long enough that it's frustrated her release on her shot both times.
Stays 8-4, 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Russell Paleo, they leave her alone, let her shoot the three, and it's good.
She did that last night. You know, she showed that she can shoot that and make that shot.
And it's 11-4. Bethlehem could use a basket right here. They haven't scored in a while. Ashlyn Miles hands off to Macy, and Zakai Johnson knocks it away, re-stolen, and the shot put up inside, no good, and Russell with a rebound. Wow. There no place for the weak at heart inside, and they're breaking on the fast break going down. Bender goes in on the left side, lays it up and in, and we get a timeout. Reagan Bender with her first two. Four of the Valkyries have scored. They lead 13-4 with 2:23 left to play here in the opening quarter, and we'll be back in a half minute.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Sacred Heart, 6 of 9 from the field. Bethlehem, 2 of 13. There's your difference in this game so far, as Sacred Heart has been able to take control here early, leading at 13-4. Bethlehem will bring it down. Thurman going to bring it down across the timeline. She's being guarded by Tootie Jordan. Works off of the right hash. Dribbles toward the top of the key. Looks to Macy. Macy gets it against Johnson. Macy drives in. Gets it knocked away. That might have been a foul there. But Sacred Heart gets it. Lead pass ahead to Bender. Goes under. Lays it up and in.
They're beating them out in transition. Sacred Heart, they're doing a great job off of a rebound or a steal, getting that ball out quick.
15-4. And they try to spread the floor as much as they can. We get players knocked down, and they are really letting them play, and there's a steal by Sacred Heart, and Jordan goes down, hits a layup, and a foul goes against Ashlyn Miles. That'll be her first, and Jordan can complete a three-point play, and if she does, it'll be 18-4, Ivan.
And right now, the superior defensive team right now is winning, and they're using those slightly bigger physical builds to their advantage.
Minute 38 left to play in the first quarter. It is a big early lead, 17-4 for Sacred Heart, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Here's Jordan. Free throw line rolls in the free throw, and it is 18-4.
Well, right now,
what a start.
Bethlehem's got to get in some semblance of an offense against this defense.
Here's Macy coming out, setting a screen for Thurman. Macy takes it back. Macy goes over the left side to Tessa Miles, drives through the lane, doesn't have anything, backs up, and then fires a three that's good.
There you go. Just casually dribbled out, turned around and shot it.
18-7. Bender into Paleo, outside Johnson, fires a three, good.
And right there, Ken Clayton tried to get out there to get a hand in her face, just not tall enough to distract her view.
21-7, we're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Outside is Clayton. Macy tried to drive into the lane. They triple team her. Now Thurman, left side, Miles. Miles drives on the left baseline. Short jumper is no good. Left it short. Rebound by Russell. Clock at 34 seconds. Johnson, a long pass and overthrew Bender. And you know what Coach Moyer does? Claps.
Yeah. Bethlehem's got to be able to take advantage of when Sacred Heart goes to double-team Macy.
They got her doubled right now. Miles, left side to Clayton. Inside Macy, short jumper good.
She goes away from the ball, comes back to the ball. What great job by Leah Macy of recognizing the situation.
21-9. 9 seconds to go in the quarter. This is a big play. Paleo down low, puts it up and in. Paleo with 7 points. And that'll bring the first quarter to an end. And it's right now all Sacred Heart. The Valkyries lead Bethlehem 23-9. And we'll be back here in just 1 minute.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
In the first quarter, Sacred Heart made 10 of 13 field goals, 2 of 3 from the three-point line, and Bethlehem was 4 of 16 and 1 of 5 in comparison. So, hey, getting good shots, making the good shots that they get, struggling to get good shots, and not having a lot of success in making shots that are hotly contested. That's the difference. The defense for Sacred Heart, it looks awfully good, like they're an offensive juggernaut because of the way they played in the first quarter. Really, it was the defense, obviously.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the good teams play excellent defense, and it leads to easy offensive opportunities typically.
Sacred Heart with the ball to begin this second quarter, trying to add to this 14-point lead that they have. Bender, right wing, Ja'Kai Johnson. Now here is Russell with it. Russell gives it up to Jordan. Jordan operates from the left wing most of the time. And here's Paleo. Dumps it down low to Russell. Reverse layup is good. Everything working right now for Sacred Heart. 25-9. Leah Macy with it. Is going to dribble in. Feeds it off. And there's a layup missed. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to make that if you Clayton.
Kenzie Clayton coming in on the right side. Couldn't finish off the layup after Macy led her perfectly. Here's Russell shooting good. Russell with 8 points.
That's
27-9. It's an 18-point lead.
That's the frosting on the cake when Russell is scoring like this.
Here's Tessa Miles, guarded by Russell. Floats a pass down into Ashland Miles, taken away by Johnson. Lead pass down. They float it to Paleo, who goes under and missed the shot, but a foul. That's going to go against Kenzie Clayton, her first of the second quarter.
What about Jordan right there? She already seen Paleo running out in front of her. As soon as she got the ball, she just kind of did a little turnaround and layoff for her.
Paleo shooting two shots here. She already has 7 points in this game. Russell with 8, Paleo with 7. Free throw is no good. Johnson has 5. Jordan has 3. Bender has 4. That's the scoring distribution early for Sacred Heart Academy. 6:47 to play in the first half. Paleo rattles the second free throw in. 28-9. Now Paleo's going to get a breather. And coming in to replace her is Emily Howe, a 5'9 senior. So now without Paleo in there, let's see. Of course, Johnson's going to guard Macy. Driving for the basket and laying, missing the driving layup. Macy battles for the rebound and gets fouled going back up. Russell and Johnson, they were really, really battling her, and Macy just stayed right with it. And the foul is going to be on Russell.
Yeah, Russell was going to try to fight her for the ball, and that's Russell's claim to fame. She's the lunch pail player on this team for Sacred Heart Academy.
Macy makes a free throw, her fifth point, 28-10. And this one rattles out. Russell with a rebound, so the lead is 18. And you know you can't press this team.
Yeah.
Trying to press Sacred Heart.
Yep. GRC was about the best team to be able to do it.
And did a pretty good job, particularly early. Johnson buries a 3 on the left side. She has 8, and it's 31-10. 6:07 to go here, first quarter. Out front, Thurman, contested by Bender, and Thurman dribbled it out of bounds.
Well, this is a humbling experience here early for Coach Jason Clark and this Bethlehem team, but they've got to figure out a way to be able to come up with some stops.
Johnson gives to Bender. Bender took a little shot in the nose, I think, right there, but she takes the dribble, gives it over on the left side. There's Russell wide open for a 3. No good. Rebound taken by Ashlyn Miles. She dribbles it down herself, brings it, gives it off to Clayton. Clayton looks for help, and now down in the corner, Tessa Miles doesn't have anything. Now they float it into Macy, who tips the ball. Tessa Miles back on the left side. There is Thurman for a 3. Good.
Again, just think about that little subtle thing with the tip out by Macy that kept that ball alive for her team.
31-13. 5:10 to play. Yeah, it might have been a traveling
violation.
That was
a double dribble there.
There's Bender for 3. No good. Rebound claimed by Bethlehem. Ashlyn Miles got it. Coming down the left side here. Clayton, top of the key. And going for the basket, we get a foul. That's going to send Thurman to the free throw line. the personal foul picked up by Emily Howe. Her first. First of this second quarter, only the second of the game against Sacred Heart with 4:53 to play. Here's Thurman. Going to shoot a pair of shots right here. Puts it up and in. Paleo's going to come back in, and she's going to replace Tootie Jordan. So they go to a much bigger lineup. Free throw good again. Thurman knocking down a pair. 31-15. Thurman scored the last 5 points in the game, her five in the game. 4:45 to play in the half. Johnson breaks free and fires a three that's no good. And Macy with a rebound, out of the pass to Thurman. Runs down the right side, goes all the way in, and is fouled. And that'll be on Emily Howe. Her second, team second here. And, boy, that didn't take long. They're going to bring Trudy Jordan right back into the game.
Emily Howe picked up two quick fouls right there. And that will bring Jordan back off the bench.
Macy, or Thurman, rather, for free throws. That one rattled around and came out. So Howe is out. Jordan is back in. Thurman going for the free throw and puts it up and in. She scored the last 6 points of the game. It was 31-10. Now it's 31-16. 4:30 left in the half. Jordan dribbling to the top of the key. Sends it inside to Johnson. What a pass.
Yeah.
And Jordan goes up for the finish.
Great read by both players right there, by Jordan and Johnson.
She has 10 points. Macy dribbling, dumps down the left side to Miles, and Russell lost it. Then we get a foul on Tessa Miles. Tessa Miles gets her first. Second team foul here in the second quarter.
All successful teams have a player like Claire Russell, don't they? Just tough.
Oh.
She's just tough.
Jordan dribbling outside. Johnson gets it. Now Bender. Bender makes a move. Doesn't take the shot. Russell down inside of Paleo and is taken away from her. Thurman dribbling down. Sends it ahead. Ashton Miles off to Macy, who lays it up and in. Easy as points. Macy will score all night, probably.
Yeah, it was great.
Because
great
she
job.
Got on the break.
Yes.
And the other way, they knocked it out of bounds. And it was touched last by Paleo, and Bethlehem gets it back.
So it's those little things like that. They just got to keep stacking good play after good play together, this Bethlehem.
So here is Thurman. Goes inside to Macy, grabs it, trying to put it up, and missed that one badly. Well off the mark. Sacred Heart the rebound. Look at Bender handle the ball. Gets it across the timeline and Paleo back to Bender. A little reverse layup is no good, and Bender was out of bounds, trying to come in, and she came back in and established herself and touched the ball, and it'll go over to Bethlehem. Banshees with 3:15 to play in the half. Down by 15. Thurman working against Jordan. Way out on the right side. And that's a foul right there. Wow. Boy, they're letting him be a little bit too physical, I think. Ball knocked out of bounds on the inside. It's like an NBA game, I think. We get a timeout on the floor. 2:58 to play in the half. It's Sacred Heart 33, Bethlehem 18. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at Dutch'sAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
2:23 left in the half. It is Bethlehem's ball. You know, you get a basket here and a stop, and you know, they could potentially get this thing back maybe even in, to single digits before we go to half. That would be a big emotional lift, I think, if that happened. Sacred Hearts certainly going to do everything they can. They'd like to push it back to 20 again. They were up by 21, yeah, 31-10.
Probably been an impressive first half, no doubt, by the Valkyries of Sacred Heart Academy.
They set some screens, and the pass comes in to Tessa Miles, but Johnson covers her up. They whip the ball around. Now left side, Tessa Miles is going to launch a three that goes over the rim and play with a rebound. Johnson, long pass down to Russell, and Russell is fouled by Tessa Miles. That'll be her second.
Just a hair too late getting there by Miles.
Mender and Jordan looking down to Coach Donna Moyer right in front of us to see what they're going to do defensively. So still a man-to-man. They go inside to Johnson. Johnson fans it out. Jordan, a wide-open three, in and out. Bender goes in against the rubber. Russell, the rebound, puts it back up, no good. And Macy finally able to clear it for Bethlehem. Comes down the dribble, lead pass ahead, Ashton Miles, and she's going to be tripped blocking by Jordan.
Blocking foul there on Jordan.
Her first.
When I see those plays like that, I'm just afraid nobody, you know, hoping nobody gets hurt in that situation.
It'll be a common foul, so inbounding the ball, here's Leah Macy. Macy trying to get free for a shot, but struggling. Goes up in the lane from 10 feet. It rims out on her. Johnson the rebound. Worked awfully hard to get a pretty decent look, but now Paleo down the baseline left side. Out to Russell, who backs away. With 2 minutes left now in the first half. Sacred Heart ahead by 15. Bender inside to Russell, who broke open, missed the shot. Rebound. Battle for Macy, gets it. Macy comes down. Keeps a dribble. Goes all the way through. Goes under and lays it up and in. Macy's got 9, 33-20, 10-2 run right now, but Paleo slows that down. She gets open and lays it up and in. Paleo,
you just can't let her go down there and sit on that low block like that. You got to beat her to her spot.
35-20, Tessa Miles gets fouled, and that'll be number 2 on Jordan.
Fouls on Zubo, including Jordan, her second, team fifth.
So it's going to be 5 fouls now on Sacred Heart in this quarter, and we get free throws. At the free throw line is Tessa Miles, puts it up and in. She gets her 6 point. Tessa Miles, a junior. Now Jordan's going to come out.
Morgan Fry came in for her.
And the free throw good again.
Coach Donna Moyer wants a 30-second timeout to talk to her team here.
35-22 with 1:26 left to play in the first half. And we'll be back in a half minute.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
destiny.
We've got 1:26 left to play in this first half. It's a 13-point game. Again, looked like it was really going to get away from Bethlehem. It was 31-10. They have recovered a little bit. 12-4, their run right now to trim some points off that lead. Johnson to Bender. And Morgan Frye. Morgan Frye is a 5'10 junior. Here's Johnson on the left wing. Morgan Frye, now right side. Bender fires a three and knocks it down. Bender with seven.
Again, uncontested.
Yeah. Driving the baseline, angling in, and what a play made by Ashlyn Miles to angle around and get a layup. 38-24. Morgan Frye may have walked right there, but Paleo gets it, and we get a whistle and a foul. And you can bet the coach is going to question that. He's going to say, you're actually going to call that right there? Is that on Thurman?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's the entry pass. Bender on the right side, drives on the baseline, goes under the basket, hands it off, and Morgan Frye puts it up and in. Set up beautifully by Bender. 40-24. Here is Ashlyn Miles. 16 seconds to go. Can they get a good shot here? Here is Tessa Miles driving right. Bender picks her up, keeps the dribble, goes all the way in, and gets fouled. That'll be on Bender. So Reagan Bender, 5'10 senior, gets the foul call, and Tessa Miles will go up there for two more free throws. Made a pair a moment ago. Puts this one up and in.
They just took on too much water early, did this Bethlehem team.
Now Thurman's coming out for Bethlehem. Gracie Osborne will replace her. She's a 5'4 sophomore. Just 5 seconds left. They just don't want a third foul on Thurman here. Free throw is bouncing off. Rebound. Here's Johnson. 3-2. Midcourt shot. No good. And the first half is over. Sacred Heart in control. They lead it 40-25. And don't go away. We'll be back with halftime comments, and Coach Dustin High of Montgomery County is going to join us when we return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
They're presenting the in-game cheerleading awards right now, and Clark County has taken the second place trophy, and it's going to be North Laurel receiving the championship trophy here in a minute. You'll hear a lot of squealing and screaming, and Dustin and I, we won't be able to hear him, but Dustin, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you? How are you enjoying the tournament?
I have been a state tournament fan my entire life. I think my first tournament was in Bowling Green with Dad, and I want to say it was first tournament that a Whitesburg team wasn't involved in. And I want to say maybe it was the snowstorm. Was it 95 that canceled Wednesday, and we had four-game sessions on Thursday of the girls' state tournament? That was my first experience of the state tournament. It's like, if you can survive two four-game sessions, you're locked in.
Yeah.
So that was my first experience of not having a rooting interest in just watching the tournament. I've thoroughly enjoyed the tournament ever since.
What about from a coaching standpoint? Do you learn anything, you think, this week? Is there anything that stands out?
You do. And you see some of the adjustments that some teams are making. And then you see things that some matchups that you've had that maybe we picked up on things going into the matchup that you can tell that they haven't picked up on yet. And it's kind of like the Franklin County North Laurel first-round game. I think at one point Wheeler had assisted on like 9 of 16 field goals or something like that. And it's, they're putting pressure on her out there at half court. And your only hope is to back up and let her just get rid of it. But if you pressure her, you make her decision easy, she's going to be able to get downhill and she's going to get into the paint. She's going to make the right play. And I thought she shredded North Laurel throughout at least the first half of that game. And it's like, just back up. Give her some space. Like, you're not going to go out there and take it from her. Just go ahead and give her some space and hope that she's willing to give it up.
I've always looking for something that I haven't thought of before, really, how much. Maybe it's not that do you know the value of assists? Certainly you do. But, you know, in this tournament so far, I've realized that, you know, if your team has the most assists in a game, you're probably going to win. And that's a combination not just of passing the ball, but of players getting in space where they can take a pass and make a shot, or take a pass and make a quick move and make a basket. It's not easy to pass the ball even sometimes against the defenses. We've seen good defense, haven't we?
We have, and it's been you see the teams that you know hang their hat on it. And I mean, we're familiar with Bethlehem here, and familiar with Franklin and Cooper, and you go down the line of teams, Russell, that we've played, and all those teams are pretty defensive minded. Talking about, somebody asked me if Clark had a chance against Sacred Heart. And they put enough pressure on the ball, they're going to have a chance against anybody they play. I mean, it's just the way it is. And if you're able to handle that pressure, you're going to be okay. And if not, then it's going to be a dogfight. And the first quarter, Sacred Heart really struggled with that ball pressure. And once they settled in, they shut them out in the second quarter and didn't really look back from that point. But we spend a lot of time talking about defense and working on defense. And you hope to have that identity. And it really boils down to consistency at the end of the day.
Teams, you got to get stronger. I noticed Reagan May sitting over there with her dad. And, I hope one of the things that he's telling her is, Reagan, look how strong these players are. You're going to have to get a lot stronger if you want to play at this level. And it's not easy to add strength and bulk to the female body all the time. But the good teams that are here, boy, they've done it, haven't they?
Well, yeah. And it's like you got Reagan Mays there, and you move one section over, and you got Bailey Warner and Sophie Fouch over here in 13.
Yeah.
And I think they all know that. And I know Bailey and Sophie especially have already, they started working out last offseason, and they're really looking forward to getting stronger this offseason. And you look at that next core nucleus, and it's like if they embrace that, then they're going to have people follow them, and I think that's really important. And it's you look out here, and I was talking to Coach Mays earlier. It's, you look at Bethlehem. Bethlehem's in the quarterfinals of the state tournament. They've got one of the top players in the country in Macy, and nobody disputes that. She's surrounded by four soccer players. I mean, Carly Thurman is a great basketball player. She's a better soccer player. And I mean, you've got a Bethlehem team that won a state championship in soccer, and you just got athletes out there that love to compete. And here they are, one of the last eight teams standing, and it's going to be a dogfight.
Look at these little kids out here. They've got some 3- and 4-year-olds that are trying to make shots right now out here. I don't know what this is all about, but they've always got stuff going on. How much time you take off? When do you get started again with the team?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about it. We got the banquet on Wednesday night, and we'll see boys state tournament next week. Then we got another week of school, and then we got spring break. We'll definitely get through spring break and kind of see where we're at. Probably about middle of April, and then at that point, in the middle of April, you're starting to go a couple days a week, getting ready for a couple weeks in June that you're going to play some games, and it's always like last year we played 2 weeks in June, and I thought that was good for that team. This year you're going to have a little bit of a different team coming back. Maybe it's going to look a little different in June, but I still think it's important for our girls to be 15, 16, 17 years old and enjoy their summer.
Yeah, but let's talk about the second half of this game. If you're coaching Bethlehem right now, what's the game plan?
You got to get Sacred Heart out of transition, and you got to find a way. Well, it's really similar to our struggles with GRC. You limit the transition points where they're constantly playing with an advantage and you're constantly scrambling. You get back and you play 5-on-5. You can scheme a little bit and you can make things difficult. Sacred Heart has done an excellent job of hitting ahead, and whether it's hit ahead to score or just hit ahead to force that scramble where you get odd matchups. Like Palau sitting down there with a 5-5 matchup, 2 or 3 trips. And it's those little things. Yeah, it was a 5-on-5 possession, but even if we take a deep shot and miss it, there's probably about a 75% chance she's going to get a rebound and stick it in. Yeah. But I thought Palau was great yesterday, and she's kept it up today.
Reagan Oney honored earlier today here at Rupp Arena as the 10th Region Play of the Year. She's moving on.
Hayden.
No, I'm sorry. I said Hayden Barrier. Oney. Reagan Oney got an award yesterday, actually, even though after she left the team in the special ceremony, they had the Rise Up Award, yeah. And now has moved on to softball. But Hayden Barrier, without her... without Allie Dillon, those two players moving on, you're losing a couple of key components. But talk a little bit about what they've meant to the team.
Well, I mean, you talk about two. You'd be hard-pressed to find two players that have been at or near the top of scouting reports for 6 years. And they were there before they were physically ready, and they remain there as they got physically ready, and just the way that they were able to, really, you talk about perseverance, that you get that kind of attention when you're not physically ready for it, and to be able to continue to work and continue to improve and continue to get stronger and be able to maintain that level of production that they maintain throughout their career. And as far as what they've meant to me, it's rare that you get to coach the same kids for that period of time, and I mean, I'm just thankful for the opportunity and looking forward to see the legacy that they leave behind.
And now you're going to bring on a couple of probably, you'll have two eighth graders next year who'll be key components for this team.
Yeah, and I mean, you talk about, I mean, you got that core group of freshmen that will be sophomores, and then you start talking about Reagan Mays and PA route and go on down the line. We had a couple eighth graders that didn't play due to middle school volleyball this year, and hoping that they're able to contribute this coming season. And the cupboard is far from empty, but it's going to look a little different, and I'm sure that there's going to be some growing pains while some of these girls get used to being the focal point of opponents and learning how to deal with that kind of attention.
But fun players to watch, and certainly Bailey Warner has a chance, I think, to be one of the best players we've ever had. Sophie Pouch has a chance to be one of the players that we have that everybody is going to enjoy and wants to cheer on. And then you'll have, in at least one veteran player. You get one more year out of Savannah Jarvis in the middle.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a good balance. And I mean, I agree with everything you were saying. I mean, Bailey had a great regional tournament game, and I mean, as well as Bailey played with the points, I mean, you could argue that Sophie played just as well with everything else. And I'm looking forward to seeing that group develop, and I think it's going to look a lot different, but at the same time, I think it can be every bit as effective, if not more effective, than what we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years.
Hey, Dustin and I, Montgomery County head girls coach, it's been a lot of fun. You might want to take Sophie Fouch on a national tour to teach, 5-2 players how to rebound. Maybe that would be good. Everybody could give clinics. hey, it's always great to talk with you. We appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of the tournament, and enjoy the banquet next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Dustin and I are guests, and we'll start the second half when we come back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Second half, the Banshees going for the basket. Thurman puts it up no good, but is going to be fouled by Bender, and Thurman has earned a couple of free throws to begin the game. Reagan Bender with her second foul of the game. And off to our right at the free throw line is Thurman, who puts the shot up and in. Thurman with her seventh point. 40-26. For Bethlehem to get back in this game, they got to just play hard, hope they can chip away, and they got the first 2 points of the second half, 40-27.
It's basically got to be a possession-by-possession game now for them. That's just the way they're looking at it now. They've got to stay focused and make sure they don't make mistakes.
Paleo dumps it down to Jordan deep in the right corner. Now Bender on the right wing. Russell comes top of the key. Johnson back to Russell, down left corner. She's cut off. Nelly going to Paleo. Now back to Johnson. Goes up inside and powers it up and in. Tough to stop that right there. Johnson with a dozen points.
You know, most players, they lose focus when all those hands are in their face and stuff. She just went through her just very casually and finished.
Macy out high, goes for the basket, puts it up and missed it off the glass. Paleo with a rebound. Thought she walked. Johnson outlet pass, and Jordan comes down with it. Look at Macy get down the floor and come over that steal.
Yeah, her ability to hustle is amazing.
Back the other way, sends it left corner. Thurman fires a three that just doesn't go down. Rebound, Miles banks it in. Tessa Miles with 10, 42 to 29. Pretty good energy for Bethlehem right now. And there's a traveling violation.
Yeah, that's tough. But, yeah, you know, you go back in and the great players, even when they're not scoring, they're doing the other things. And what Leah Macy did, they're hustling to stop a break. Her team ends up then benefiting from it back on the other end. So it's those types of plays that separate just a good player from the greats.
Here is Miles driving through and trying to dump a pass on the bounce off to her sister, Ashlyn, and it bounced out of bounds. Sacred Heart gets the ball back. We played a minute and a half of the second half. It's a 13-point Sacred Heart lead as Tootie Jordan, the eighth grader, or freshman now, brings it across the timeline. Here is the ball on the right side to Johnson. Drives down. Gets cut off on the right baseline. Goes out to Bender. Now into Paleo. Paleo looks and dumps it back over to Jordan. Nothing going there. Jordan drives for the basket. Gets open and lays it in.
Nice.
Jordan just kept on the move. She has 5 points. 44-29. Driving in, Miles. Whips a pass up, and it rolls off. And the rebound is taken by Bender. He kind of hung between the rim and the backboard for a while. Finally fell off. Bender gets it. Bender brings it herself. Down the baseline, Russell into Paleo. Blocked by Macy, and the rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's ball. Entry pass coming from Russell. She looks and sends it into Bender, who fires a long three. Good. Wow.
Again.
Bender with 10, her second three of the night. The lead goes back to 18.
Such a good shooter. You can't allow her to get good, clean looks.
47-29. Macy spun into a double team, but recovers the ball. Now Thurman. She drives in, shoots over Bender, and banks it in.
What a great play there to be able to just in mid-air right there the way she did.
47-31. Bender. With 5 minutes to go, there's Johnson missing a three. Macy with a rebound and a foul on Russell.
Look at
that. Yeah, Russell didn't like that at all.
She gave that look at that official like, oh, that's a foul? It was. But she just didn't like it.
We probably had a lot of those we haven't called tonight. But under five to play in the third quarter, and here is Bethlehem with the ball in the offensive end against this man-to-man defense, almost knocked away. And we get a foul on Russell, I believe, trying to reach in. Russell's, she's got some fight in her, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She can come out of the game right now, too.
Yeah, like I said, all the really good teams, they have this player. And just in different forms, but they all provide that heart in the team.
Morgan Fry's in to replace her. Here is Thurman, guarded by Fry, dribbles right. Bender picks her up on a switch. Now, right corner, there's Thurman. Floats a pass in, threw it away. Picked up by Johnson. Just can't afford those kind of turnovers. Down Bender. Oh, what a shot coming in on the right side. Flip that up off the glass. Good. That's a big-time finish right there by Bender, who has a dozen points. 49-31. Here, trying to get the ball to Macy, and Johnson just won't let him do it. And putting up a shot. No, then there's Ashton Miles, no good. Johnson whips a pass down to Morgan Fry. Back to Bender. Dribbles into the lane. Floater in the lane is up and no good. And rebounded by Leah Macy. Bounces it across the timeline. Miles, right corner. Thurman drives and gets fouled by Jordan, and that'll be her third foul of the game. And now, in this second half, in this third quarter, four fouls on Sacred Heart, none on Bethlehem with 3:56 to go. Paleo is going to come out of the game and be replaced in there by Addison Kincaid, a 6'3 junior. There's Macy, and Macy's called for the charge. I don't know. She didn't extend her arms. She was in a spin move. We're a long way from that. We'll give the official the benefit of the doubt, I guess.
Zakiya played her as if she thought that there would be body contact. So she anticipated some kind of contact. I don't know what was that hard of a contact to knock her down the way she went down. But
3:48 to go, third quarter. Here's Bender on the left wing against Tessa Miles. Again, Addison Kincaid and Johnson. Morgan Fry gets it knocked away, but Bender recovers. Bender goes for the basket, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. That personal is going to be against Tessa Miles, and that'll be her third.
You hear coaches talk about all the time being strong with the ball. Both Johnson and Bender right there, they were the epitome of that.
Bender has now 8 points in this third quarter. 52-31. Equals the biggest lead. Macy goes down the left side. Tried to bank that shot in, and she made a lot of those last night, but didn't get that one in. And the rebound by Johnson, and then Johnson is fouled. That's Ashlyn Miles getting her second foul. And now there are four fouls in the third quarter on Bethlehem, with Thrill still 3:20 to go. So now Sacred Heart, after a little run by Bethlehem, Sacred Heart beginning to build on their lead again. Bender bounces high. Getting the ball to Kincaid. Now driving right side and flipping a little shot up. No good. Bender rebound. No good. After that miss by Jordan. Coming out of there with it is Tessa Miles. Works through the traffic and trying to get up for a shot. And it's blocked out of bounds. And we get a timeout. 2:53 left to play third quarter. Again, a little bit of a run by Bethlehem, but now it's all Sacred Heart again. They lead it by 21, 52, 31. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Sacred Heart in the game now, 22 of 37. They're hitting right at 60% from the field in the game. And I tell you what, when you can play defense the way they do, you hit 60%. And how about 19 assists on 22 made field goals?
That's crazy.
Here's a pass coming into Macy. Johnson playing behind her. Macy goes up from 10 feet, and the shot rolls off.
Yeah.
Morgan Fry the rebound. Long pass down, Bender wide open, left side, in and out. Thought that was going to go. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Thurman. Knocked it out of the hands of Addison Kincaid. It'll be played by Sacred Heart down underneath their own basket. Getting the ball in, Jordan. Left corner, there is Bender, and missed that one. Rebound, Johnson puts it up, blocked by Macy. Rebounded again by Sacred Heart. Outside it goes. Johnson fires a three. Good. Johnson says, hey, you won't let me make a shot inside there. I'll just go out here and hit a three. She's got 15.
They just keep coming at you.
55-31 down inside. Shot put up by Thurman is no good. Bounces so with a goal. And it'll be Sacred Arch ball. 2:16 to play.
Bethlehem trying to provide a little pressure here.
Ball gets knocked out of bounds, but it'll be still be Sacred Arch ball. Morgan Fry inbounding for the Valkyries. Gets it to Jordan, middle of the floor. Jordan takes it, gives it up, gets it right back. Now Fry over on the left wing. Back out to Jordan, and we've got now 2 minutes left to play in this third quarter. 24-point lead for Sacred Heart. The Valkyries have pretty much hit on all cylinders tonight. And driving on Macy, but cut off. There's a little wraparound pass to Fry, who gives it's given back outside to Kincaid. And now finally they get down inside. Fry gets open, lays it in. Jordan, Fry with her second field goal.
Jordan did a great job of setting her up right there with her sixth assist.
Macy down inside, spins, weaves, goes up over Johnson and missed a shot. Rebound taken by Kincaid, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's ball, and now Bender's going to come out
and time,
be replaced by Aaliyah Holbrook, a 5'4 senior.
And that time, Liv Macy just rushed a shot, I felt like. Knowing that Johnson was probably going to contest her shot, I thought she just went a little quicker than we're accustomed to seeing her release that shot right there, because she didn't get that off the glass like she normally does.
Yeah, ball's out of bounds to Bethlehem. 1:18 to go. The Banshees here in the third quarter, and there's a steal by Johnson. Johnson's going to run down. She's going to send a pass off to Jordan, and then the ball is knocked out of bounds. They're going to give that to Sacred Heart. I didn't know there was anybody over there from Bethlehem that time, but Valkyries get it. Down inside, there is a three-point shot that is in and out by the youngster who just kept checked in, and the rebound out of bounds. Russell was in there fighting for it. That shot by Aaliyah Holbrook, the little senior, was right down the cylinder, but didn't stay. 1:02 to go here, third quarter. Henderson County and Cooper are coming up next here in the quarterfinal round. That'll wrap up quarterfinal round play. Tessa Miles outside. Macy down low. Goes up and tried to bank it in. It spun around and came out. Johnson with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled. That's going to be on Tessa Miles, and that'll be her fourth, the junior.
Tessa Miles, her fourth.
Now checking in for Bethlehem as Tessa Miles will come out is going to be Kaylee McElroy, a 5'4 freshman. Here's a pass coming into Johnson. Leah Holbrook won that basketball again. Here driving down inside Johnson, and she is fouled. And that foul will be on Macy. Leah Macy with her second foul, and Johnson will go to the line. She has 15 points on the night. Shot is up and good. Now Jordan's going to come out to be replaced by Emmy Lee Howell. It's EMI-LEE. Emmy Lee. Playo's going to come back in with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Johnson makes a pair of free throws. She has 17.
Seems like Paleo hadn't been in for an eternity. You know, she might warm up again. At least it feels that way.
12 unanswered points for Sacred Heart to stretch this lead out to 28. Spinning around down the right baseline, we get a whistle and a blocking foul that is going to allow Kaylee McElroy Wood. Little young player for Bethlehem came in here and didn't shy away from taking the ball right to the basket. She's going to shoot a couple of shots.
She got in yesterday. She was pretty aggressive.
Free throw is up and no good.
Assistant.
Well, it was 40-27 when they got the first points of this second half. But, boy, since then it's been all Sacred Heart. Free throw is good, 59-32, 20 seconds left. Russell will rotate on the dribble out top. Holbrook now driving is Howe. Russell down the left corner. Back out, clock at 1.8, and there's a three put up, no good. They were screaming for Holbrook to go ahead and shoot the ball, but she didn't get it down, and the third quarter has come to an end. After three quarters, Sacred Heart 59, Bethlehem 32. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Back and getting ready for the start of this fourth quarter. Sacred Heart has really been impressive. I mean, they've shot the ball well. They've passed it well. They've rebounded it well.
I think they got through what has been perceived the murkiest of waters in round one. You know, typically in tournament situations, you tend to have the stronger challenges as you progress through it. Just based upon personnel style of play, it may have been that first game. Now, if you try to project forward who you think could, you know, stop this runaway train, that Butler team we saw earlier, the way they played defense, could really cause some problems as well.
Here's a Bender. Left corner all alone is Johnson, and her three is short. She goes against her own rebound. Dribbles through the lane and now backs away again. Just was wide open and left that shot a little bit short. Here is Russell. And putting it on the deck on the left side, going in and flipping it up, no good, but drawing the foul is Addison Kincaid.
Nice looking player, Kincaid.
Yeah, Kincaid, who is a junior, she's the Paleo of next year. Kincaid puts the shot up and didn't look real good on that free throw.
Yeah. She just looked around all over the place when she took
it. She just enjoying the moment. And the second free throw is no good, and the rebound is
off
the
foot
of Bethlehem. Johnson just got in there and battled for it and caused her team to get it back again.
Send Kincaid back to the free throw line. I got to see if she does that again as part of her free throw routine.
Russell looks to get it in. Down low to Paleo, knocked away, taken away. Ashlyn Miles going to challenge Johnson, goes under, missed a shot. Bender the rebound, then a jump ball. With 7:21 left to play in this game.
Zakai Johnson, the way she was waiting to go and block that shot, was like when you're trying to hit a fly and you come up with that fly swatter, you want to get it right at that right moment. That's what she looked like right there.
Thurman passes up a shot, and there's a three that's in and out, put up by Kenzie Clayton. And as they go for the rebound, we get a jump ball.
Who's the Sacred Heart?
Sacred Heart will get to inbound the ball. You know, Macy has never been out of the game.
No.
Always playing hard, always trying to do what she can. And with her team down 27, she's still very enthused about playing, I think. There's Johnson falling down. We get a whistle.
Now, we've seen that play happen a lot throughout the season, Dan. And officials don't blow the whistle as quick as they did there. It's almost like that was star treatment. They're like, oh, we can't let her get hurt. We're going to call it when it's a foul all the time, but you see a lot of officials let it happen, you know.
We get a timeout on the floor called by Sacred Heart to save the possession. 7:07 left to play. They're up by 27. We'll be back in a minute.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
.707 left to play. And we've got the ball belonging to Sacred Heart as they'll inbound it at midcourt. Comes into Johnson. Zakiya Johnson, a 6-foot junior. Look at her handle the ball. Dribbling in. Trying to feed it inside. They got knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Touch last by Addison Kincaid. It'll go over to Bethlehem.
Just really trying to drink it all in, Dan, with, you know, the likes of Zakiya Johnson and Leah Macy out on the floor. You know, we'll never know when we'll get to see players like this again, even though, you know, they're juniors. You just never know.
Macy going for the basket, goes under and kisses off the glass. Good. Macy's first points of the second half. She has 11 down inside.
Leah locked her big time.
Turnover. Bethlehem gets it. They go down. Thurman, Leaner, off the glass. No good. Macy puts it up and in. 59-36. 6:15 to go. And coming back into the game is going to be Jordan. City Jordan's going to come back
Clayton,
in.
Look at the way Clayton's. Look, she just touching on Johnson. I like that.
Don't wake up the beast. Flipping inside, up in the lane. Paleo missed his short jumper. Rebound. Macy gets it. Foul is going to be on Russell.
Yeah, I get it, what Clayton's doing. A lot of players just don't lay off, especially really good offensive players. They don't like to be touched, you know. And that's all Clayton was doing just the whole time. Away from the ball, was just, I'm just going to keep touching you. You know I'm here. You know I'm going to be a nuisance.
Picking at her.
Yeah, I really like that.
Here's Macy driving. Goes up and gets her shot blocked by Johnson and Russell the rebound. Macy's only 6 of 17. She hasn't shot the ball the way she normally does. And now there's a pass. Johnson throws it down the right corner to Bender and threw it away. And Bender says, my bad. Should have caught it. Here's Thurman. 5.5 minutes still to play. Thurman will give it off to Tessa Miles, picked up by Jordan. Behind the back dribble by Miles and puts it up and in. Oh, what a play.
Yeah, she did. She
Tessa took, Miles with 12.
Took advantage of the overplay of Jordan's defense.
59-38. They've come back within 21. Bender drives through the lane and blocked by Macy and comes away with the ball. A block shot, a rebound. They've got it. Ashlyn Miles almost lost it, recovered by Thurman. Hooks a pass, lost. Thurman gets it back. Right corner. There's a three on the way. In and out. Rebound is tipped out. Macy gets it near the top of the key. Right side, there's another three. It's no good. Putting up is Kinsey. Clayton, and Sacred Heart gets the ball. Left corner, Johnson. Boy, Paleo in there against Leah Macy and posted up pretty well, but they don't get it to her. Now she comes out high. Back cut, Johnson grabs it. Reverse layup, puts it in. Fouled by Kenzie Clayton. Johnson's going to get a chance to complete a three-point play here.
Jordan's got her seventh assist on the evening. Again, 22 assists on 25 made baskets.
Shot is up and rattles out. Macy the rebound. Leah Macy has 13 of those. 61-38 going down, and Miles puts it up and missed it. Follow shot is up and good by Ashland Miles.
You ought to see the reaction of Coach Dunham Moore for allowing that put back right there. She, you would have thought this was a two-possession ball game.
61-40. Russell is going to be fouled by Thurman out front. Russell's going to go to the line. No, it's a common foul, so Thurman gets her third foul. 4:02 left. Long pass over to Paleo. Here's Russell. She walked right there. She caught that ball, took a couple of steps, but Jordan to Bender. Paleo at a high post. They run a little guard around. Inside, Bender, a wide open, lays it in. Wow, what a play. Bender's had a really good second half. 63-40. Down inside, that the ball got blocked and almost went to goal. Paleo with a rebound off that miss by Tessa Miles. Bender running it down. Still on the move. Holds up. Gives to Jordan. Her three. Right corner. No good. Leah Macy, another rebound. Long outlet pass to Thurman, who goes under and lays it up. No good. And did we get a foul call?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think we did for a while. Jordan picks up her fourth foul. Thurman will go to the line. Carly Thurman with 10 points tonight. Now we're going to get a couple more substitutions coming for the Valkyries. Free throw is up and good. Jordan comes out. Paleo comes out. Into the game. We get Abigail Wolf coming in, and also Caroline Osting. Free throw good again by Thurman. 63-42. There's a ball tipped, and but coming up with it is Wolf. So the Valkyries still have it. Wide open shot to left baseline is good. Knocking it down is Osting.
Right off the bench, and she was so happy it went and congratulated her. Thanked Zakai Johnson for that pass.
65-42, driving down. Tessa Miles drives in for the layup. She has 14. She's a junior. Nice player. 65-44. 2:50 left. Johnson directing some traffic. There's Johnson going through the lane. A little fallaway jumper off the left baseline is good by Zachariah Johnson.
Those things that I'm going to get you back on that one. Caroline gave it right back to her.
67-44, and Tessa Miles puts the shot up and in, and we get a foul, and we'll get a timeout. 2:31 to go. Tessa Miles now with 16. We get a timeout. 2:31 on the clock. It'll be a free throw coming. 67-46, Sacred Heart leads, and we're back in 90 seconds.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money. that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Only 2:31 to play here, and at the free throw line is Tessa Miles, who now has 16 points in this game. She's a leading scorer for Bethlehem.
Yeah. They needed more help early in this ball game.
Free throw good. 67-47. Johnson gets it across the timeline to Wolf, and down low under the basket, unable to handle it very well, or Caroline Osteen would have had a shot. Now the ball taken away by Ashlyn Miles. Goes down against Johnson, missed the shot, partially blocked, but down to get the rebound. Here's Macy, goes up from about 12 feet, kicks it off the back of the iron, rebound Bender. Bender, long pass down the right side, gets it into the hands of Osteen. Now down inside, Wolf has it. Wolf out to Johnson. Right of the key, they whip it inside and getting open and laying it up and in.
Right.
Is Abigail Wolf.
And you can tell these Sacred Heart players are trying to get other players that haven't scored a chance to score in this game. And that's what we've saw the last couple of possessions. That's being a good teammate there.
Bethlehem has lost the ball out of bounds. So now down the other end, Jason Clark's going to get a bunch of players in and for his team. They got a wholesale substitution, and now Morgan Fry is going to come in for Johnson.
Sacred Heart, just like they showed last night, they play good defense in a different way, you know. and the way they are able to take away your possessions.
Sacred Heart with the ball right now on the offensive end, and new players in there on the right side, putting it on the deck as Osteen drives in. There's the ball lost down to the basket, but picked up by Sacred Heart. And now Osteen's going to fire three off the right wing. That's no good. Rebound. Fry gets it, trying to clear it, and we get a foul call. I don't know. It's going to be against Bethlehem's Lauren Macy, the younger sister of Leah Macy, who has now left the game. Leah Macy, it was a big challenge for her in this game, and she didn't shoot the ball as well as she normally does. Down inside, Morgan Fry puts it up off the glass, good. Well, 71-47, there's a steal, but then out of bounds is Sacred Heart, so they will give the ball right back over to the Banshees with only 104 to play.
Yeah, the problem in this game for Leah Macy was just, you know, the matchups. You know, the two bigs down inside, she has to take on one of them and has to go against the other when she has the ball on the offensive end.
Well, McElroy's deep in the right corner and trapped down there, and we get a timeout taken by Bethlehem. Just 57 and a half seconds to go in this game, and we'll be back. We'll take this timeout, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price. or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
Coming back to the action, McElroy had the ball, dribbled out of bounds. And now we get more substitutions in. Jason Clark is clearing his bench. Neely Cheek, a 5-foot freshman, into the game now. Sloan Smith has been in there, five freshmen. The Valkyries of Sacred Heart with 42 seconds to go. They floated at a high post to Abigail Wolf. Now there's a pass in the left corner. A deep three is put up, no good. Missing that shot was Emily Howe. They battle for the rebound. They go in there and coming out with the ball is Osting. She dribbles out and 22 seconds to go. Now they see if they even take another shot. They go down inside. Osting trying to get a shot away. We get a whistle and a traveling violation on Osting, and the Banshees get the ball back. So they have it with 15 seconds to go. And driving down across the timeline is Zoe Thurman, and she dribbled it out of bounds. 9 seconds to go, and now the Valkyries can just dribble the time away, and this game will be over. One more to go, though, for you. Don't leave us. Cooper and Henderson County are going to play, and this one's all over. 71-47. The victory for Sacred Heart as they improved to 29-7. Pretty dominating performance, Ivan.
Very dominating. The champion showed their championship or champion medal here today, put it on display, made it no doubt that they were the better team in this matchup. And they, last night, after struggling early, found their way in that second quarter, and they've just been unrelenting since then.
We'll be back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Score in this third quarterfinal matchup between Sacred Heart and Bethlehem was the three-time defending champs, Sacred Heart 71, Bethlehem 47, ending the season for Coach Jason Clark and the Bethlehem Banshees. And the season comes to the end for the junior, Leah Macy, All-State player and number five in some rankings player in the nation. Will end her junior season right here in the quarterfinal round. She was named to the all-tournament team this week, as they just announced that, as well as presented the quarterfinal plaque to Coach Jason Clark and the Banshees. And it will be Sacred Heart going on to another Final Four, and they'll play in the 1:30 game tomorrow, and their opponent will be the team that wins here. The next matchup between Cooper High School and Henderson County, which we'll have shortly. But real quick, let's take a look at the scoring and stats from this quarterfinal matchup. First, for Bethlehem, they were led in scoring tonight by Tessa Miles. She had 17 points on 6 of 15 shooting, 1 of 3 from beyond the arc, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line, as well as she had 4 rebounds. Then it was Leah Macy, 6 of 18 from the floor. Poor shooting night for her. most certainly is she had a big challenge tonight, what she was going to face defensively. She was 1 of 2 from the charity stripe and had 14 rebounds, so had an impressive double-double. Diddley and Macy playing 30 minutes of basketball here tonight. Then it was Carly Thurman with 12 points, 2 of 7 from the floor, 1 of 4 from beyond the arc. She did hit 7 of her 8 free throw attempts tonight here for the Banshees. Then it's with 4 points, Ashlyn Miles. She was 2 of 6 from the floor tonight, also had 4 rebounds and an assist. And then rounding out the scoring for the Banshees was Kaylee McElroy. She had 1 point, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. For Sacred Heart, they were led in scoring by Zakiya Johnson, the outstanding junior guard slash forward, number 3 player in the nation, as regarded by many. She went 8 of 13 from the floor, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, 2 of 3 from the charity stripe, and had 5 rebounds and 5 assists. An impressive stat line did the junior for the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. Then it was Reagan Bender, 7 of 14 from the floor. She had 17 points overall, 7 of 14 from the floor, 2 of 5 from beyond the arc, and hit her only free throw that she attempted tonight to go along with 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Then it was Angelina Paleo, the post player on this Sacred Heart Academy team. 10 points, 4 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 1 from beyond the 3. She's hit a 3-pointer in both games here in the state tournament so far. She was 1 of 2 from the charity stripe to go along with her 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Claire Russell had an impressive offensive night. The player that they don't rely heavily on for offense, but does provide a lot of the heart and soul of this team, the utilitarian player for them. She finished with 8 points, 4 of 7 from the floor. Missed on her only 3-point attempt. She did have 11 rebounds and 3 assists in this ball game. Then we have Morgan Fry. Came in off the bench, 6 points. She was perfect from the floor, 3 of 3. Had 2 rebounds to go along with those points. Then it was Vera Osteen and Abigail Wolf, 2 points apiece. Osteen went 1 of 2 from the floor. She was 0 of 1 from beyond the arc. Had 1 rebound and 2 assists. Wolf had, was 1 of 1 from the floor and had 1 assist in this ball game. So that rounded out scoring. Team stats, totals, it was Bethlehem, 16 of 51 from the floor, 31%, 2 of 11 from beyond the arc for 18%, 13 of 17, however, from the charity stripe for 76%. They had 27 rebounds, 5 assists on the evening, and had 16 turnovers. For the Valkyries, they were 30 of 56 from the floor for 53%. They were 6 of 20 from beyond the arc at 30%, 5 of 9 for the charity stripe for 55%. They had 37 rebounds, out-rebounded Bethlehem by 10 rebounds. They had 27 assists on those 30 made baskets, did the Valkyries. And then they had 16 turnovers as well. So that's taking a look at the individual scoring and team stat totals in this quarterfinal matchup, where it was the Valkyries continuing on their way to try to be the first four-peat champion in girls' state basketball history, advancing on 71-47 over Bethlehem in this ball game. So,
27 assists, 30 field goals.
Can't do it much better than that. Wow.
I've never. If we want to establish a new record in the record, we'll just go ahead and put that one in there and say nobody's ever done that before.
Absolutely. It would be hard to think, Dan, that somebody would have been that impressive, especially on that many made field goal attempts, to have that ratio from assists to made baskets.
Little Jordan had 8, but Johnson had 5.
Yeah.
I mean, she's such complete players. And how about Russell? Another 11 rebound night for her.
Yeah, you can't say enough about Claire Russell, and that's who she's been the last couple of years for them. Like I said, all successful teams has a Claire Russell. You know, they just look a little different. You know, wear a different jersey number or whatever. But all successful teams have a Claire Russell. All successful organizations has a Claire Russell. That's the only way you can do it. Somebody's got to do the things that are not the spotlight or the feature. Somebody's got to do that role. You know, this venue here, we get to watch these games in. There are a lot of people behind the scenes doing things that you never know about and never think about even when you come in here. But in order for this venue to operate, in order for the KHSAA to put on a spectacle like this, there are a lot of people behind the scenes that you'll never know their names are the reason why these things go off without many problems at all. And, you know, when you don't hear their names, it means a good job. We were talking about that in that game earlier about the officiating. We was like, man, I don't even remember who officiated that game because I thought they did such an outstanding job. And that's what officials want. That's what fans and players and coaches want. They don't want to know the official's name if you do a good job. It's like a good offensive lineman. If your name's not called during the game, it probably means you did a good job because you didn't get a penalty that cost your team, you know, yardage and field position.
Absolutely. Again, Leah Macy, she was 6 of 18 from the field, but she had 14 rebounds and 13 points. Her stock, to me, didn't go down at all in this game, really. I mean, she missed some shots that she normally makes, but they're more greatly contested, and she was fighting the odds tonight. She could have made four more shots, and she'd been 10 of 18, and she'd had 20 points, and her team would have only been beaten by 15 instead of 24, maybe, but it didn't make any difference. She knew. She played hard. Her attitude is always good, and it was pretty evident from early on that this was going to be a Sacred Heart night.
Well, we saw it last year when she was at Mercy Academy, when the odds were stacked against her. You know, she pretty much had to do everything for that team to have success. Same thing with here in this matchup. She pretty much had to be everything, and it's hard when you have to go against the size that, Sacred Heart can throw at you with Paleo and Johnson on the inside, not to mention Reagan Bender's a physical player. Claire Russell, though she's not very tall, is a physical player. You have to go against all those bodies. You need somebody else that can make things happen. And had they been able to establish that early, Bethlehem, maybe they could have kept themselves in the game for a period a time longer. But they couldn't because they just didn't match up physically with this team. And when you look at it going forward, really, the only team I see physically that can score points too is that Butler team. Now, if they got matched up with Cooper has length and can do some things to Bob, but they just don't have that physical strength like you need and to then be able to score and to find some consistent scoring to really bother this team.
Hey. Well, that's going to do it for this broadcast, but we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. We'll rejoin you in about 25 minutes with our final quarterfinal round game of the day as we see who's going to be trying to challenge this Sacred Heart team next tomorrow in the semifinal round of this 2024 Girls State Tournament. So hope you'll be right back here very shortly. A little music in between. Jeff West back in our studio. And for the Family Wealth Group, our lead sponsor on our coverage of the Girls Sweet 16 and all of our sponsors, this is Dan Manley for Ivan Rawls and our entire crew. It was 71-47, Sacred Heart over Bethlehem. And until we rejoin you here in about a half an hour, so long for now, everybody.
You've been been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Right now, so I'm very thankful for it, and the team at JetBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
African Americans are the most likely to die from colorectal cancer.